watched someone being beaten about the head with a hammer or having a piano lid dropped on their fingers? Well, one of America's leading cartoonists has tonight suggested that as long as it's a bit of what he calls creative violence, then cartoon violence might actually be good for children. Gerard Jones says it helps rather than hurts children, giving them self-confidence and helping them master their rage.
The business of growing up is sort of essentially frustrating, and I think we forget how small kids feel, how powerless they feel, how angering the world can be. And it's a great release, and it's a great way to feel more in control of yourself if you can do some violent play, do some superhero play, or pretend to be monsters. Most kids know very early and very quickly that heads blowing up is something that someone drew or did on a computer or did with special effects. It's really the narrative content that is the strongest thing, and that's what we as parents have to look at. Is it really scary, or is it just some ridiculous cartoony thing?
That was Gerard Jones. Well, we can talk to somebody who is a big fan of cartoons, Romeo Zivoyan, who runs the fans' website, www.tomandjerryonline.com. Hello, Romeo.
Hello.
Fair to say that you're a big fan of Tom and Jerry?
Yeah, I'm a pretty big fan, yeah.
Right, and in particular, what do you make of the violence that there is in the cartoons? They've taken stick, if you'll excuse the expression, in the past, haven't they?
What's that?
They've been accused of promoting violence amongst children for some of the violence that goes on in the cartoons.
I think they don't give kids enough credit. I think kids distinguish what is sort of real and what is not on television. I mean, I think Tom and Jerry has been given a bad rap. I mean, I grew up watching this stuff, and I'm not going around bonking people on the head with hammers or something. You know,
I always remember one where I think it was Tom who swallowed an anvil and turned the same shape as an anvil and then fell about 10 stories and crashed into the ground. You don't think that's a bit damaging for kids to watch?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's a cartoon. It's comical violence. It's slapstick. I mean, you look at the cartoon, the cat, you know, doesn't get hurt. He gets up afterwards, and he just continues chasing. I think kids realize that once they get hurt, it's painful, and, you know, they don't do it again.
Because, I mean, I suppose the opponents of it who accused it of promoting violence in children said that it was violence effectively without consequences, that it didn't teach children that if you hit someone over the head with a hammer, then blood inevitably follows and pain.
True, but it's a cartoon. It's supposed to entertain, not teach our children. That's the job of parents and teachers. I watched the cartoons with my father and mother, and they told me that, you know, this is not real. This is a cartoon. The cat doesn't get hurt because the next episode the cat's, you know, chasing the mouse again. So it's, you know, we're not giving kids enough credit that, you know, they can distinguish what's real and what's not, what's painful and what is. And, you know, these cartoons have been around for over 60 years, watched by millions of people, and they're not, you know, these millions of people aren't running around, you know, dropping anvils on each other's foot.
Okay, Romeo, thank you very much indeed. That's Romeo Zivoyan, who runs TomandJerryOnline.com. Were you badly affected by Tom and Jerry as a child, Susanna?
Terribly so. You see the results now.
Yes. Obviously a very disturbed person.
Very disturbed. I have an opera singing that.
Where did it all go wrong?
Very wrong.
All right, let's have a look at these stories from the
Tom and Jerry.
We didn't have the mail front page earlier on. I can now give it to you. Daily Mail says, overkill? Half London's...